was commercial. Do we have any veterans in the house? Any veterans? Can you stand if you're a veteran, please? And one way we want to do that is we asked our daughter, it's good to have her home back from Virginia, and she's like, Mom, don't platform me. But, you know, it's Veterans Day, and she actually, they had a Veterans of Foreign War, the VFW, had a contest, a yearly contest, and one is a speech contest, and she was the, she represented the state of Nevada and was sent to Washington, D.C., because we were from Nevada, by the way. We moved here from Las Vegas. And so every one student per state was able to go to D.C. and read a speech to the veterans while they celebrated and honored the veterans there. So we just thought it was appropriate. Brandon, if you could come up and read the... Oh, you're going to do it by heart. Oh. Cheat sheet.
Youth so often take for granted. So, here we go. When I was challenged with the task of showing how veterans benefit youth, I was overwhelmed. Because the more I thought about it, the more I was astonished how veterans' heroism affects every aspect of my life. Everything from my constitutional rights to my very safety is indebted to their sacrifices. How could I ever fit so much information in such a little amount of time? But as I sat in school one day, I realized that all the proof I needed was right in front of my eyes. I could see the proof in my friend Tony and his dream of starting his own business, a dream protected by the brave soldiers that fought and defended our free enterprise system. I could see the proof in my friend Casey and the political stickers he had covering his binder, a right protected by the brave soldiers that fought and defended our freedom of speech. I could see the proof in Anthony and Jose, two Down syndrome students in my high school art class, who are able to receive an equal education with their peers, a right guarded by American veterans to maintain our freedom of equal education. I could see the proof in my very best friend, Kayla, as I realized that, had it not been for the brave soldiers that fought in the Civil War, that racial differences would have kept us apart. And looking beyond my school environment, I could see the proof in Veronica and Genesis, two elementary girls in my Sunday school class who received awards for Bible memory and Bible reading, a privilege protected by the veterans that fought and defended our freedom of religion. But of all the freedoms, the rights, and the privileges that our veterans have so heroically protected, all the proof that it is needed of how veterans have influenced the youth of today is seen in the hope glowing from my peers' eyes. Although there's so much around me that I can see as evidence of a veteran's influence on my generation, there's also much that I cannot see. Things that we as youth take for granted, because it's all we've ever known. I don't know what it's like to live in constant fear that my home or my school could get blown up. I don't know what it's like not to be able to go outside for fear of foreign invasions, threats, or civilian attacks. These are only things that I watch on TV or that I read in books. American veterans have fought heroically to shield our country from enemies that seek to harm or destroy us and have kept them far from our doorstep. It is because of our veteran sacrifices that American youth can live in safety and security each day. Without this, all other freedoms could never be realized. America's veterans have proven that America cannot be content with the shame of injustice, controlled by the shackles of tyranny, or contained under the yoke of slavery. With their very lives, they prove that it is better to die free than to live in bondage. That is the essence of a veteran. Someone who chooses to limit his or her own rights protect the rights of another. A veteran is someone willing to travel hundreds of miles from civilization and daily comforts to ensure the security of someone else. Veterans risk their lives to maintain or attain freedom in someone else's life, even a life that they have never met, in generations far removed from their own. I often marvel at this truth when I think of my 81-year-old grandfather and how he fought in the Korean War far before I was ever born. I'll never know the names or the faces of all the veterans from centuries past, but I will always be grateful and indebted to them for the freedoms that I benefit from today. Without the service and sacrifice of America's veterans, today's youth would not dare to pursue their dreams. For it is thanks to our veterans that we are able to look forward to our futures, because we know that we are a people who are truly free. Thank you.